And then I'll just touch on that too. I too support 1052 that doesn't allow eminent domain to be used for the carbon pipeline. But I'm unlike the senator, I did support 198. And I supported 198 because I view it as different issues between 1052. 1052 is dealing specifically with carbon dioxide pipelines, but 198 is actually eminent domain broadly for anything, including stuff that people might agree with, a road or with electrical or stuff like that. But the major change that it's making is it's saying that they can't start the eminent domain process until after they get a permit from the PUC,